Oh God. Tune into the finale where Ben dies.
2 minutes into the finale and Ben dies?
Tune into the finale where Ben dies.
Spoilers. spoilers. We both die at the end of this episode. Yeah. Oh, it's the last one.
Welcome to our bon voyage party.
Yeah.
Monkey at the beat, man.
Kramer, when I get done with you,
yeah.
Are you ready?
Let's go get him mindset.
Fill me up, you know.
Bitcoin solves this.
Bitcoin 100,000.
How do you feel, pal?
I feel like shit, but I always feel like shit. That's nothing.
Nothing new over there?
Nothing new.
Yeah.
No, I feel good. I feel good. I feel great. Remember that video where the little girl's, she's standing on her countertop in the bathroom and she's like, I love my friends. I love my life. I love my mom. I love my dad. I love my school. I love my...
Yeah. Is that how you feel?
No, but I wish. Every day I watch that video, I go, God damn, come on.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up. You haven't seen... Oh, yeah, here it is. Jessica's daily affirmation.
A little bit, huh? That's me.
Good for you.
Anything good. I like my school. I like anything. I like my dad. I like my cousins. I like my aunts. I like my
very
cousins.
Cute.
I like my mom. I like my sisters. I like my dad.
Yeah.
This is that man. I swear to God, every 6 months. What is the?
Yeah. Could we put on the autism simulator for a little bit? Actually.
That's it. I have a
feeling. Every second of every day, your brain is choosing what to. These other sounds off.
Can you We're just going all out for the final episode.
Wait.
Okay, anyway.
We got off track there.
You gotta check the disclaimer one last time. Why don't you just read it this time? There might be a hidden message in there. There's not.
Also, I wanna be clear that I was I'm joking. I feel great and I wanna I feel good about what we did here.
Yeah. I love
this show and I am going to sound like that woman. I love all of our fans, the absolute freaks. Yeah. And so, yeah, I do want to make sure right off the bat, I say that I was joking and hanging out with you guys every week is the absolute best.
Yeah.
So.
And although this show may be ending, you can go follow us on our socials for the new show. And we're excited to do that. This is hard. When did we start this? 2 years ago? A little over 2 years? Almost 2 years
ago? We started
ago?
In October of 2021.
2021.
I think.
Yeah.
And it's now June of 2023.
We obviously owe this whole thing to Cody and Noel and TMG Studios. And we're incredibly lucky to do this and incredibly lucky to continue to do it. We're grateful to them and also to everybody at TMG Studios who's made this happen and who's been so wonderful to us.
Huge team of people. Yeah. Everyone working so hard to make this show fucking sick. And yeah, we are forever grateful for the opportunity.
Anyway.
Are you sad, baby boy?
Am I sad? Yeah, I'm trying not to fucking cry like
Oh.
Because
on the way here, Ben said I need to calm down, and then he just put on 2011
Beach House. It's soothing music. It's 2010, by the way.
Okay. Oh, I was so close.
Well, I mean, we kept saying that the credit card website was coming. It never. It's almost there. It's credit card list.com.
I'm
pretty sure you guys know by now, but I just thought I'd use this opportunity to explain how it works. You just go and you fucking click the link to whatever card you want, and then it'll take you to another site, and then you just go from there. You'll figure it out. You're very smart.
We'll give you more information about it. Oh yeah, one more plug of got the latest edition of Tuck Shop, my comedy show on June 30th. We'll put a little ticket link in
the
description.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Same venue. We'll be in the backyard. It'll be nice and warm.
You know what would be fun to do is go over some of the memorabilia from over the last 2 years, such as this dollar bill from David Huyn. I can't say your name, pal. Huyn.
Spell it.
H-U-Y-N-H. Huyn. Huyn.
Don't.
It was one of the first things that we got, which was cool, and I almost just dropped it. We got the koala from when we were told.
People said I look like Gladys Berejiklian, yeah, the Australian politician. What a long time ago that was.
Who fucked up the koalas or something? Yeah, she fucked a koala.
I'm not following Australian politics closely, but it was something. And then the burp jar, which we famously was a nod to the NFTs, where the woman was selling her farts and we captured a burp for you
because I used to burp into the mic.
We auctioned it off and donated the proceeds to help koalas, the Australian Wildlife Fund.
$200.
We made a nice chunk of change. Well, we didn't. The freaking koalas did. I hope they're enjoying it. Their new sanctuary that we paid for. The new wing at the Australian Wildlife Fund. The Ben and Emil wing.
We got a picture of my dead dad.
Yep.
The set is haunted by his ghost. And then Glenn, whose picture we never put up. Sorry, Glenn. I don't know where it went. And then we had to print another. And I just... ugh. He sent that signed cigar box from, or was that Andrew?
No, Andrew brought,
sent that.
Peter Falk, who is the Columbo actor who plays Columbo. Andrew, when he came on our live, he brought us a cigar box with Peter Falk's signature on it, which is very cool.
It is very cool. So that's all that stuff. Anyway,
we got some books, but Ben doesn't know how to read, so he's not going
to
read.
Yeah, I don't know how to read. I don't care to learn.
You're learning.
I got a high IQ, man. I remember they told me in like third grade I had a high IQ. Does that apply still? Probably not.
IQ tests feel like bullshit.
Fuck. I just saw a thing today about a guy who had like an IQ of 210 and he ended up just having an unremarkable life. But then everybody in the comments were like, well, what? How do you define success?
Billions of dollars. What an IQ test. Like, what are they asking you?
Like, which shape doesn't belong?
And you knocked it out of the park?
That's what I remember it being. I remember one day just getting taken out of class. And me and three other kids were brought into a classroom that was empty, and they specifically had us each sit in one of the each corner of the room. And I was just like, "What the fuck is this?" And she gave us a test, and I remember being so ADD that I just was like not listening to what she said, and then just firing off the thing. Who knows how well
I could have done. Should we each take a live IQ test and see who's?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that later. We'll do that next week.
We'll do that on
next week's show. Oh man. All right. We got a lot to cover this episode, don't we?
No. It's the last day of school.
Just because it's the last day of school. It's the last day of school. The PE teacher has gotten out that big rubber ball and gotten all the kids.
Remember the one teacher who was like, no, we're still learning today.
What did you do on the last day of school?
Signed each other's yearbooks.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Wrote hags.
Yeah. Oh man, did I tell you at my grandma's funeral a few months ago, we had some of her high school yearbooks and reading all the signatures was fuck. It's like, these are all dead people. Saying, have a nice summer. Wow, you're a swell gal. Every single, and then my grandpa had like a really like, wait for me. And she did. And then they got married and had kids, which is kind of sweet, but
that's,
I remember reading that it was like a long thing, and I was like, "Mom, who the hell is this guy?"
That's your grandfather.
I was like, he was horny for grandma. And he said, "Yeah, that's your grandpa."
Yearbooks were horny, like,
yeah, they were.
I was looking back at a yearbook, and I think it was eighth grade, and it was a girl. I was friends with her, but I didn't really know. Who knows if she even was trying to do this? But her family would go down the shore for the whole summer, and she would be like, and so she wrote like, you know, we should keep in touch, like, here's my
KIT,
here's the phone number for my, and then we ended up dating for a long time years later, and I was like, that's crazy.
Huh, that's cool. Well,
you should get one chance, even in adulthood.
One chance to
do that, to go around and write something kind of horny and be like, up to you. Like, even if people are married, you should be like, always had a thing for you. Here's my number.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Let's keep in touch over the summer.
Annual on June, mid-June, everybody gets a
yearbook. I guess that's what Instagram's for. You can fire off one of those anytime you want.
Yeah. Well, I think now's a good time to actually start the episode. What do you say?
Yeah, can we talk about two things before we?
Sure.
These are business.
Who cares?
These are in line.
What have you got?
Thematically in line. Number one.
Uh huh.
I gotta say, I'm not a big sports guy. I mean, I like playing them, but I don't really.
Well, what are you, like 180 pounds?
I don't know anything about professional sports, but everyone's been blasting those clips of Jokic from the Nuggets.
Uh huh.
And I have to say, I'm absolutely obsessed with his energy.
Because he's just like, I don't care. I just play basketball. And he's like, love horses or something.
Yeah, and he's like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people who are commenting. People are pissed. They're like, how dare he? How dare he? He's got a great career. And I love that. No matter what you do, you should be able to enjoy your leisure time and want to go home.
Where is he from?
Serbia.
Serbia. Cool.
You should be able to just race home and
you
race
can actually,
horses with your buddies.
You can do that with any job. You can just leave. You can just walk out.
Did you see him when they told him he had to stay till Thursday for the parade?
Oh yeah. He said,
ugh. No, I want to go home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is. Yeah, he's probably tired. All those slam dunks, man, that takes it out of you.
I just like thinking about him playing so well because he's like, if we wrap this up earlier, I get to go home. Beautiful.
Pretty good. Good for him. Okay.
All right. And the other thing was?
Oh, yeah, sure. What was the other thing? That is business related, I guess. What's the other business thing? Are you blanking?
I can't remember it, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, dude. No, that's fine. That's okay. Well, CPI was the big thing today, 2 days ago for you guys. It was down to 4%, which is lower than the 4.1% that it was expected to be. And you know what, dude? Eggs.
Eggs, baby.
Motherfucking eggs dropped in price. By like, I don't know, the highest rate in a dozen. Get it? Because that's what eggs come in.
Did you plan that or was it like a...
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Also, why do we say half a dozen? Because it's six.
Half of a dozen.
Yeah, but six is so much faster. Three letters versus three whole words.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore that.
Do you know the phrase?
No.
It's like when someone says, should I do this or that? And you're like, it's the same thing. Six of one, half dozen of the other.
I've never heard that phrase before. What are you, Bartlett's book of quotes over here?
You know I have been for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, so eggs went down in price. Pretty much everything was down across the board, including rent.
No, that's the one
Ask
thing
my
that's
landlord.
Still up.
No, but barely. Asking rents went down in May by 0.6% year over year.
Yeah, and they keep saying energy is down. Come to California. It's so fucking expensive to fill up your car.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to get a scooter like me, man.
Well, I have the electric bike.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mine's faster, though. Arguably more dangerous, therefore more sexy.
Do you have to put gas in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that seems worse, though.
No, it's not. It's 1 gallon. 75 miles of this puppy.
Mine's all electric.
Yeah, but what are you going to do if you're out and about? Also, how fast does it go? 20 miles an hour?
30.
Oh, fuck. Mine goes 60.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I took it on the freeway a couple times. Frightening as fuck. Just would not recommend. Fully throttled, just like, oh, terrifying. Oh.
Yeah, I guess people are also, they've stopped their habits of, their freedom spending after COVID. You know, people don't want to spend as much on their trips to Italy.
Oh man, you know what another thing's happening? Old people are finally getting those surgeries that they put off. And United Healthcare.
Finally, I've been asking for them too.
United Healthcare put out, I think it was either an analyst report came out about them or they put out a statement saying that all these old people, basically saying we were not expecting this many boomers to get surgery.
And dude, boomers are living high on the hog.
Yeah, and guess what? That hog is getting tired.
No, it's not. They're going to live forever.
No. I don't know about
that. They're not going anywhere.
All that lead poisoning that they got?
Yeah, we're all going to have to stop our jobs and get jobs as home aides to take care of boomers.
Butt wipers?
That's good. Yeah.
I'm a butt wiper.
Also, speaking of surgery, I should... I should have put it on Instagram, but there was a lot of people asking me if I was okay. I'm fine. Cause I don't know if you saw, I posted a story in a hospital gown.
Yeah. You were getting moles checked.
It was just a skin cancer screening. Jesus Christ. I'm fine.
Yeah. He's fine, folks. Anyway,
a lot of time in the sun, you know, you want to get your stuff checked.
That's exactly right. You should go once a year. The Fed, in addition to this, said that they're going to probably hike rates two more times this year at 25 basis points, 0.25%. And the market's like, okay, what else, bitch? And then went right back up. So what, bitch? Priced in, bitch.
Well, yeah, everyone.
What are you, a bear? You stupid bitch.
But it
bitch.
Is big news. What is it? The previous 10 months, they've jacked them up?
I mean, it's just... There's so many, it's at the point where, yeah, everything that's conceivably can go wrong has already been considered thoughtfully by everybody. And now there's so much cash out there. It's just like I just said, what, bitch?
I got something they're not thinking of.
What?
Too.
Jeez, dude. That's true. I don't think anybody's thinking about that.
That's not going to be priced in.
Yeah, we should bleep that. Just bleep the first part so they hear beep too.
Yeah.
So then they wonder. Could be any number of things, any number of tragedies.
I mean, yeah, pretty much any tragedy.
Yeah. I just don't want to be a part of any final tragedy. Not final tragedy. I mean, if there's a final tragedy, I'm going to inextricably be part of it.
We're all part of the final tragedy.
Yeah, it's probably going to be an earthquake for us, honestly.
Man.
Well, the other...
I'm scared of the big one.
Yeah, I'm scared of the big one, too. The other big news is Reddit is kind of... They're in a tricky position because they're gearing up to IPO, probably. And... Or not probably.
Yeah, but it's been like a perpetual gearing up.
Of course. Well, it takes a long time. You got to time it right. You got to make sure that you're pulling all the levers, which is exactly what's happening. Levers. Fuck. Come on, man. Says the guy who says silicone.
You don't say
Reddit. I say silicone.
Say what you're going to say about Reddit. I'm not going to fight with you on the last
episode. So what's going on?
I'm just trying to have a good time on our last episode.
So Reddit didn't launch their mobile app until 2016.
Yeah, remember Alien Blue?
No.
What?
I wasn't on Reddit until like 2017 or 18.
What?
And they'd already had their, I would look at it and be overwhelmed. I didn't understand what I was looking at or how it worked.
That's crazy.
And I just thought, this looks like just a big spreadsheet to me. I don't want to fuck with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's, wow.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I would think that would like light up all the pleasure centers of your brain. No. The way people go deep on things, it's like, especially when you're, like I had been on it for so long, but then I remember when I started reading the A Song of Ice and Fire books, the stuff Game of Thrones was based on, it was like, phew, I was getting on those wikis and like... He's actually a cousin of blah, blah. It's so fun to.
Yeah, I got to make fun of my mom in the final episode. Every time I've tried to tell her about Reddit, she goes, "So it's a website?" It's like a website. And I'm like, "Yes, but it's just a website where people can talk." Okay, I guess I just talk about what? Anything and everything. And there's subcategories. They're called subreddits. Okay. I guess I still don't really understand, but okay.
It's just, they're just separate communities.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like a website. I just love that. Anyway, so they...
Yeah, so that's the thing. Alien Blue was basically the unofficial Reddit app.
Yeah, a bunch
Reddit
of third parties had to
one.
Come
yeah.
out and step up where Reddit didn't.
But then Reddit bought Alien Blue. Mm. And they just made it their own app.
Which is what Twitter should have. Didn't Twitter do that with TweetDeck?
I don't know if they bought TweetDeck.
So.
But yeah, Reddit is behind the ball on a lot of things, especially when it comes to mobile apps.
So a lot of these third-party mobile apps they tap into Reddit's API, which means that they're just like plugging into the back end. And
what do you think, folks? Does he know what API means?
I do, but I can't remember right now. Can someone help me?
I can help you, pal.
What is it?
The API is your application programming interface. Fuck. It basically gives the developers access to all the data on Reddit.
So that you can take it and then do with it, plug it into your own third-party app. And what Reddit is doing is they're now they're jacking up the prices big time.
Right. So one of these big ones is Apollo. And And what a lot of these have is accessibility things for a lot of people who are blind or any kind of sensory impairment. Sure. It makes it a lot easier for them to use Reddit. And they have said that they are going to be shutting down Apollo on June 30th because these things kick in on July 1st. Yep. Christian Selig, the developer behind Apollo, one of the most popular Reddit apps, said that Reddit was going to charge him an estimated $20 million a year for access to its API.
That'll buy you a lot of flair. Right?
But and it's not just Reddit. So like Twitter's doing a similar or has already done a similar thing where they're, you know, Twitter's also shaking up how it goes about sharing access to its API. They said that it was raising prices for access to its API and that big users could be charged $42,000 monthly or
how big
more.
Are we talking? Like above 6'4"?
I'd imagine, yeah.
5? 300 pounds?
You gotta hope you're...
I mean, I'm sort of technically big and tall, I think. Am I?
You're definitely tall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're
well,
big.
There's no disputing that.
I'm also tall, but he's taller. Fucking bullshit.
Here's something I didn't know that apparently a lot of AI companies are using Reddit to train their large language models.
Yeah, of course.
So that's one aspect that they want to.
A lot of them threw their hands up in the air and said they just keep saying the R word, which is
Reddit?
No.
Okay.
No, the R word is prevalent on Reddit.
Oh, right. Saying. Yeah, that's funny. That is funny, because it is.
Love to just get a, that is funny. That's funny. That is funny. Me just bombing on a date. That's funny. That is funny.
It is wild that Reddit could, if they did it just right, they could give Google a run for their money. Because I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I'm searching for something on Google, I'm putting on Reddit at the end of it.
Always.
Yeah.
It is where all the best answers are.
Yeah.
100%.
There you go.
Like, it is by, like, far and away the best place to find real
information.
Data.
Yeah.
Like, for even the littlest things. I mean, and sometimes it slips my mind. And I just bought a suit. I'm going to all these weddings this summer. And I've never had a nice suit before. I would always get, like, these, because I don't wear them. And so first I just started Googling, like, best place to buy suits and stuff. And mm-hmm. And then I thought like, I don't know, I would get like GQ or Esquire things about it. And I was like, I was getting the worst shit. And then I just started typing Reddit and you've just like, there's just so many people talking about the thing you want information about.
Yeah. But sometimes I need a condensed version because I'll go onto a site or I'll go onto a subreddit and there's
fucking suitcases. Man.
There's sometimes there's too much information. There's too many conflicting ideologies and opinions. This
racket,
camera, like
tennis,
I was buying
rackets?
I was buying a point and shoot camera a few years ago, a digital one. God help me. For someone like me who's got to make the perfect decision so that I don't get any kind of retail regret or whatever, buyer's remorse. I've got like 10 bookmarks or 10 tabs open and I'm looking, well, 100 people, all these people say that this camera's great, but then on this thread, one person points out one little thing. It's just, it's fucked up. One little thing will make me go, ah, yeah, maybe that person's right,
but that's
and everybody
the crazy,
else is wrong.
The craziest thing about Reddit is that you have all of these people basically working for free and creating content for free.
That's right.
And not only that, you have a bunch of moderators working for free. And they're quite good at what they do. And they use a lot of these third-party apps. A lot of people I've talked to are like, I don't really care because I don't use third-party apps or whatever. Moderators apparently makes it really a lot easier for them to do moderation. And if you're a part of any subs, like moderators do a pretty good job of keeping things moving, blocking people who are being shitty. But all that is to say, we didn't mention a lot of subs to protest this are going to go black for...
Didn't they already?
Yes. Sorry. It's Wednesday here. This is coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be over by now because they went dark for 48 hours.
Shut down the website, effectively.
Kinda. What happened was Reddit wasn't prepared for all these subreddits to go private all at once, and so it basically fucked their shit up. And it was. But it seemed like they cleared that up after Monday. But it also feels a bit silly or in vain. I don't know. it's a weird thing to do with a protest. Like, hey, we're going dark for 48 hours, but we'll be back. We're just letting you know that we're not going to talk to you for 2 days. So you can think about what you did.
Yeah, the silent treatment.
I don't know if that's really going to teach them.
The theme of this episode is change. Changes. Transitions.
Changes. Wait, can I tell you about my favorite
subreddit?
Yeah.
Yeah, of
course.
Well,
this isn't my favorite subreddit. It's just, it was always my greatest source of...
I like manhole covers. I don't know why you're laughing. There are various interesting manhole covers around the world, and people post them. Post photos of the cool manhole covers that they see. There's also r/bitch I'm a train.
Yeah.
And it's just trains plowing into trucks and cars and stuff. Anyway, what's your favorite?
Well, so I'm a huge fan of the band The Kinks. Mm-hmm. My dad was a huge fan, and he got me into them. And I remember when I started, because when you log on, like when you first create your account, Reddit will be like, oh, choose a bunch of stuff you like. And so I was just searching, and I got into the Bruce Springsteen one. And then there was a Kinks subreddit, and I was like, sick. And it said it was for the band The Kinks, but it wasn't that active. And so just like every other week or so, there would just be a post being like, I just have to let people know that I just love getting my ass filled with cum. And then there would just be one sad comment like, nah, yeah, wrong subreddit, buddy. And he'd go, oh, my bad. I'll take this elsewhere. And that was kind of the extent. They've gotten a little more active on Kinks, which is nice. You know, they'll post some live footage of the Davies boys going nuts, or, you know.
I went viral and was on the front page of Reddit a couple times. And one of the times I thought that it was because people thought that what I was doing was funny. But then later, I think it was.
Was it the rings?
Yeah, I think it was because people thought that I had some kind of.
There was people going like, way to go, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did some push-ups on Olympic rings, and I like held it in a position which was just like shaking. And I posted, look how strong I'm getting, guys. And everybody was, yeah, I remember someone commenting like, I can't, why is everybody liking this? And then someone wrote like, I think he has muscular dystrophy.
I famously got roasted for my Halloween costume.
Oh, for looking like, what's her name from Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I put together a very lazy Laura Dern Jurassic Park costume one year, and then I just posted it on the Halloween thread, and people were very mean to me. and then that got picked up recently for some reason. This was years ago I posted it, and if you've ever seen the After Hours episode where we talk about it, some little influencer guy.
How little was he?
I like to think he's like 5'6". If you look online, it says 6 foot, but I do not buy it.
Who? Oh, the fashion guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck.
What is his name? Edgar?
Yeah, it's something like
30
that.
Edgar?
Yeah, yeah. Edgar, fuck your girlfriend or something. Yeah, you don't want to piss off Reddit. That one time that I also had the viral post about my face on a billboard, and people asked if it was real, and then I said, no, it's not real. I was just kidding around. Like, I did this intentionally. I've never seen so many downvotes. I think that comment that I made had like negative 6,000 downvotes, and people were like, fuck you.
Well, they like fancy themselves little sleuths, and a lot of times they are pretty good at it and they have a lot of good information. But then I think the most famous one, wasn't it the Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Where they were like, we found him. Yeah. And
just... There's just some guy in a hat.
Boston PD stand down. We found him.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just the wrong Four chance, guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other news that was last week, it was pretty, it's actually pretty it's a big fucking deal, apparently.
I do want to say one more thing about this.
Yeah? What? Who cares? It's the last episode. What do you got?
I do think it's a step that, like, I think this is a step in the direction that a lot of tech companies are taking, which is, yeah, we're kind of done with free services. And Twitter was a big one where it's obviously the Twitter Blue thing. I mean, we'll see if this will blow up in his face, but...
Twitter Blue who?
But Meta has also... I was shocked when they announced that they were now trying out the verification thing where they're gonna collect money from people, and even go as far as having people take pictures with their government ID cards to prove it's them. And so it just seems like a lot of tech companies, with everything that's changed in the past year, with everything tanking, money drying up,
gotta milk it, man.
Yeah, it seems like
that cow's getting old, but baby, is like, that udder still swollen?
Sorry, you want to access it, you gotta pay.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah. Anything else before I go to this next thing?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
No, I think that was mostly it.
Okay. I wish we could play a clip from that song, Tiger, Tiger Woods, y'all. Or is that Dave Chappelle?
I think that's Chris Rock.
Okay. Well,
I think that's Chris Rock in the movie Down to Earth, where he plays a delivery driver who gets killed and ends up in the body of a rich white man. Great movie.
Huh. Well, so in the golf world, there was some huge shit happened last week. The PGA Tour.
Truly Tiger, Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because, oof, poor Tiger.
PGA oh, poor Tour. Tiger. I think he's going to be all right.
PGA Tour is merging with LIV Golf, which is this, it was set up as a competitor to PGA Tour, but it's a different structure. It's fewer holes, and it's like a team-based tournament. So instead of like 72 holes, I think it is, it's 54 or something like that. And then, you're paired up with other golfers, but.
Oh, for an event.
Yeah. But it's
72 fucking holes.
It caused a rift between all these golfers. Some of them defected effectively to LIV Golf because they were lured with a fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's one way to put it. We're talking about like hundreds of millions of dollars they're being offered.
The head,
like big stars. Phil Mickelson was one of the most famous ones.
Yep.
They were trying to attract big names to be like, you know, if you want to see all your big stars.
Tiger Woods, they tried to get him with $800
million. $800
All they had to do was just throw a golf ball and he would have fucking chased after it.
Golf clap.
Thank you.
Why would he chase after a golf ball?
Because that's what all golfers do. They're attracted to the name things.
Weird joke. Weird joke. Ben's nervous. this is us on a double date. I'm sorry about my friend. He's a little nervous, and he drank a lot of coffee today. We tried to listen to Beach House in the car, but it didn't calm him down.
Yeah. but the LIV Golf is backed by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Which is nice. It's just nice to have a company like working with people with like good human rights records.
Human rights records?
Human rights. Fuck.
Yeah. Who's fucking up now? Who's nervous now? I'm not that nervous, actually. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I feel good now. Ladies. Thank you for giving us a second to go to the bathroom together.
But they are being accused of sport washing, which feels oddly, it feels racist, but it's not. They're basically being accused of using the sport of golf to effectively wash their.
Well, it's not just the sport of golf. They actually lured Cristiano Ronaldo to a soccer team there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't fucking know professional sports, but it is really beautiful having to see. There was one golfer who went on CNN and they're asking him about like, yeah, but I mean, you got to admit kind of a brutal record from them. And he's like, yeah, no, look, it's just like Saudi Arabia, they want to show a different side of them. And we think this could help.
We can all learn. We can all grow together.
And he said, you know, that day is very sad. He's talking about 9/11. He's like, a lot of Americans died.
And then Japanese got over a World War II. I mean, surely we can forget.
And she's like, yeah, but what about all the other stuff? Jamal Khashoggi? And he's like, look, I'm just excited to see a different side of Saudi Arabia.
Ooh, a golf ball.
And look. You pay me $500 million, I'll do the same goddamn
thing. They gave
thing.
Phil Mickelson $200 million.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's the price you pay for having at every golf tournament someone scream, you have blood on your hands, Phil. You know?
Well, what sucks is the people who turn down all that money. I guess they can still sleep at night. Like Tiger Woods isn't going to have, he's not going, fuck, I turned down $800 million.
I will also say there's a lot of talk that this deal may not go through. And
well, the PGA CEO guy, the leader, what would you call him? The The president? Yeah, the president. President of the. What are you laughing at, man? No, he's the
the crown prince of
PGA. The crown prince of the PGA. I was gonna say he's the driver, you know, like a golf club.
No, I got it.
Yeah, the fucking, I don't know what, fuck. Anyway, he's taking a leave of absence, or stepped down temporarily or something.
Yeah, I would as well.
Yeah, I would too. Jesus, but he ripped up the cards of the PGA, the players who defected from the PGA. It was a big fucking
deal.
Well,
he said it was never going to happen. Like, he said that the PGA was never going to join.
Yeah.
And that these people were, you know, sullying the good name.
Oh, speaking of Sully, I watched a little bit of...
Monsters, Inc.
No, Sully. The movie about
the guy. Is that like a standalone about the monster?
No, Tom Hanks.
Tom
the movie
Hanks
about the
is
pilot.
In Toy Story.
Tom Hanks is... Tom Hanks plays Sully, Captain Chesley Sullenberger, who crashed that plane on purpose in the river. It technically was
to get attention.
Just to get attention. to get attention. Yeah, that was when U.S. Airways still existed. I remember I had a U.S. Airways card.
Great.
But
no, great.
All right, what else do we have? This iPad is falling asleep. Jeez. You know what? Should we do the crypto corner one last one? Let's jump right into crypto
Let's
corner.
Let's fucking do one more last
one. One last crypto corner.
Beep boop.
Fucking
beep boop. Freaking
there it
beep.
Goes. I don't even wear glasses anymore. The little animated guy has glasses. That's humiliating. We all know that I don't do that anymore. I don't fuck with the visually impaired. Yo, no, I didn't say that out loud.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, if you wear glasses, I love you. I'm still a glasses person in my soul, deep in there.
You do have glasses energy.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Oh, it wasn't, that's not a nice thing.
Thanks, man. No, yeah, cool, thanks.
You got Fuck. It.
Well, so there was big news in the crypto world in the last couple weeks. The SEC... came after Binance, and they're alleging that they misused customer funds. They ran illegal crypto exchange. They ran an illegal crypto exchange in the United States. This is from AmericanActionForum.org. Quote, on June 5th, the SEC filed 13 civil charges against the Binance exchange and its founder, Changpeng Zhao.
Alleging- CZ. Just call him CZ.
CZ. That's right.
That's what everyone calls him.
Yeah, yeah. Alleging that he had operated, quote, a web of deception. And mishandled billions of dollars by sending customer funds secretly to other companies operated by Zhao. In its 136-page complaint, the SEC accused Binance of misleading investors about the strength of its internal controls, misleading regulators about the scope of its operations, illegally allowing U.S. consumers to trade on its international platforms, and other crimes. And they had quoted directly...
the fucking guy who, the email, where they're like, we're operating an unregistered security.
Yeah,
bro.
In the official documents from the SEC, they cite the can you click that? I think it's in that first link.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Oh, this hits hard. It's from the SEC's Twitter account.
So this is their fucking chief compliance officer in 2018. We are operating as a fucking unlicensed security exchange in the USA, bro.
What's best is that it's not even fucking. It's FKING, just the internet shorthand, because he's, you know, these are all internet dorks.
Something about that hurts. I don't know. Just these guys toying with all this stuff, but they say bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine your chief compliance. This is my chief compliance officer. I'm going to jail, dog.
I mean, wasn't there that lawyer? There was a video of a lawyer in court saying something to the judge. He said, like, that's cap to the judge. No, Your Honor, that's cap.
No way.
Yes. Yes way. Times change, man.
Times change.
Better get on the train.
Yeah, Zoomers can be lawyers now.
Zoomers can be lawyers.
Zoomers can operate
heavy
unlicensed
machinery.
Securities exchange in the USA, bro.
Well, Binance wasn't the only one who got their little hiney spanked. The day after, on June 6th, the SEC sued Coinbase for operating as an unregistered broker, exchange, and clearance agency, making billions of dollars, as the middleman on crypto transactions while failing to meet investor disclosure requirements. And the SEC called out 13 crypto assets traded by Coinbase as being securities that ought to have been registered with the SEC, including Solana, Cardano, Polygon, and Filecoin. But then Coinbase CEO comes out and he says, well, we're not going to do shit about it. We're going to keep it up until we're not going to delist until the court makes a determination. I said, fuck you.
Christ.
Yeah. So it's been shaking up the crypto world. And it just goes back to, if you ever were skittish about getting into it all these years, kind of like I was, it's not a being proven right kind of thing, but it's just,
I mean,
perhaps all of that decentralization and lack of regulation does come at a cost.
I think at the very least, the crypto community has been exposed for what it is.
Which is?
I can't speak to the intentions of the founder of Bitcoin, but I think a lot of people believed in that ethos of, you know, not being held accountable to governments and all that stuff. But what it's become is so obviously a...
my fucking money grab?
Yeah, a money grab, a way to skirt regulations, a way to operate unregulated, not having to file with the SEC, not having to meet compliance requirements, not having to do any of these things. And I mean, over the past almost 2 years, all the things we covered of just rug pulls and scams and projects that go defunct, you know, a week later and all this shit, and just like people pumping up their own legitimate companies by saying we're integrating blockchain technology, yeah, all of these things. It was just like,
that's what makes me skeptical about the,
and the amount of people who would just like get in your face and in your replies and in your DMs being like, bro, you don't understand, you just don't get it, you're fucking like in the stone age, dude, you're an idiot, blah blah blah. It's like, okay,
which is true. We are idiots.
And then, I mean, not even to mention the fucking NFT craze.
Yeah, I got this monkey picture, dude, you don't understand. This monkey picture is going to get me into a party where other monkey picture holders are going to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I paid $250,000 for this monkey picture.
Crypto, the crypto community is basically the end of Goodfellas right now. Everyone's, the cops are, have you ever seen Goodfellas?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
You know,
they get busted.
Layla starts playing and the cops are going in.
Is that when Ray Liotta's getting chased by the helicopter?
No, that's when the Rolling Stones are playing.
Yeah.
That's a different, but it's, yeah. But yeah, I don't, and crypto.com is shutting down. I mean, all these things that were the future, that were betting so heavily on these things, crypto.com arena. I mean, who knows how fucking long that's going to, how many fucking arenas did we see? What was the Miami Heat's arena?
FTX.
FTX, right. Jesus Christ. How many fucking arenas are we going to be renaming?
Well, it is kind of wild. Binance replied or responded. I mean, not like they're in their official capacity, but apparently the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, in 2019 offered to serve as an advisor to the company, and they turned him down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They were like,
so now they're alleging that this whole thing is just because he's butthurt.
He's pissed, dude.
Yeah. Which is like, come on, guys. That's a bit of a stretch.
They probably turned him down because he probably wasn't going to let it let it operate that way.
No kidding.
He's probably going to make them, you know, comply.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I think we might be operating a securities exchange here.
Yeah, in the US, bro. We got a lot more stuff here. I love this. This just fucking drives me insane. This first one about insider trading. Oh boy. So friend of the show, Unusual Whales, pointed out that on May 24th, between 11:18 a.m. and 11:24 a.m., someone bought the $8 strike October calls in a ticker symbol ETRN. $2 million worth. That's fucking, not only is that, to buy options on an $8 stock is already kind of like, meh, but then the fact that it was so illiquid in that options market just speaks to how obvious it is that somebody knew something. And wouldn't you know it, 3 days later, after this trader bought $2 million worth of these options contracts, the debt deal passed.
Please don't be someone from Congress. Please.
And
don't
there was
be
a surprise pipeline that was contract that was granted to this company, and that trader's $2 million turned into $20 million. They profited 1,000%, and it's just speculation that this right. that this is someone from Congress, because who else could have had that knowledge right. besides someone either in or close to someone in Congress? And $2 million is not, I mean, that's a fuck ton of money to put into options contracts, especially illiquid ones like this. So that's cool. I'm
we
sure
gotta
that,
move to DC.
Plant bugs and just listen in on.
Become staffers for Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
She should run again just for fun.
I don't think she's ever going to run anywhere again. I don't think she's, I think she's running in her dreams.
Yeah.
So that's fun. I'm sure that that'll get, I'm sure that whoever reaped the benefits of insider information is going to see justice. Not. All right. What else we got? Netflix. Password crackdown. Are you one of those people who was sharing a password? I wasn't. I had my own.
I famously have my dad's.
Oh, man. Did you get cracked down on?
No, not yet.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just...
weird.
I know. I went to go check, and I was fine. Francis Ha was right on the homepage. I said, all right, whatever. I'll jump back in. That. So when that movie came out, it was like, I don't know, 2012 or something. Did you watch it?
Nope.
Oh, and it was like, wow, they really kind of nailed it. And but now watching it, I'm like, oh, are they like making fun of the way we used to talk and stuff? It's just about like young people in their 20s and during that time, which we were kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, we still are in many ways.
I think we've maybe grown up. If people in their 20s are just embarrassing.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. I still do embarrassing things. And I got to stop carrying so much shame around it. Fuck it. Be embarrassing. Who cares? In 100 years, it won't matter.
Unless, but yeah, they're getting...
They're cracking
they're
down. And they, yeah, they're seeing a big boost. The highest number of new subscribers since COVID began. I believe over a two-day span, there's some third-party information or data mining site noted that they added 200,000 new subscribers. So what does that mean? What I think, because they got earnings coming July 18th, and I think that it could see a similar blowout reaction to earnings that Nvidia just saw, because Nvidia went up 24% after earnings. And I think that Netflix could see a similar thing, but could be the case that everybody's expecting that same kind of thing.
I already watched I Think You Should Leave. You're not going to get me.
Yeah, I might cancel it again. I don't need it. I don't watch it.
You don't want to watch that Schwarzenegger documentary?
The first few ones are good, but yeah.
Me and Ben were watching an episode of the Schwarzenegger documentary, and he starts talking about how he came over in the 60s, and he's like, the 60s were wild. And he like starts listing all the Vietnam War, and then he goes, hippies were rising up.
That's right. You had the war, you had the protest, and hippies were rising up.
Hippies were rising up.
As if they were some like army. Hippies were rising up. You know who I also think could be a winner long term? I was reading more about it, is Unity. What would they be called? Just a 2D and 3D, help me out here, company. Luke?
Animation?
Modeling software.
Yeah, modeling software and stuff. What did I say?
2D,
computer?
You just said 2D, 3D.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're like the official, they're one of the official partners for the Apple
with
VR.
Live Golf.
The VR Apple, Apple Meta Quest iPhone MacBook headset. But if they're going to be being, they're only like a $12 or $13 billion market cap. And if spatial computing truly is
the future,
and I'm not saying that it would happen immediately, but I think that it's interesting to think about over the next 5 to 10 years if spatial computing truly does. If you think that VR and AR are the future, who's a company that's going to benefit from that? Unity could be one of them. So I'm looking at them.
Are you going to buy an Apple Vision?
No.
Okay.
No way. It's too expensive. I'm going to wait for them to fix it and make it better. In like 3 years, I'll buy one. Absolutely.
Yeah. It'll be cheaper too. Won't be $3,500.
I mean, I remember thinking, because watching movies and YouTube videos on the Meta thing is cool and it's immersive and it feels like you've got your own IMAX theater to yourself. But like I said, you do it once and you're like, I'm not going to put on the fucking headset just to do this. If I want to watch a movie, I'm put on the TV.
Yeah, but imagine on a plane.
Yeah, you look like King Dork. I don't want to be King Dork. It's going to be the new guy without your shoes and socks on.
No.
Taking a picture.
I prefer everyone to have goggles on than anyone ever take their socks off on a plane again.
Have you ever taken your shoes and socks off on a plane?
I take my shoes off.
That's disgusting.
I don't take my socks off, number one.
Okay, do you walk into the bathroom with your socks on?
That's a crazy question to ask me.
That means that you do. What the fuck is wrong with you? There's piss all over that floor.
That's a crazy
question. I pissed
question.
On the floor.
Here's
the bathroom,
here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say.
It's accidental.
Here's
of course.
What I'll say.
I wouldn't pee on the floor in the bath. I wouldn't pee on the floor of the bathroom in the airplane on purpose.
Can you give me
why would I do that?
Can you let me explain? Wait, do you never take your shoes off on the plane?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll like loosen my, if I'm sitting in first or business class, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the first things.
Here's the problem.
What?
Number one, I've been doing a lot of long haul flights. Like LA to Europe fucking is forever. When we went to Japan, that's so fucking long. Does this not have, do your feet not get swollen on the plane?
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
I get to a point where I'm like, I need to get these fucking...
Don't go to the bathroom in just your socks, though.
I don't go to the bathroom in just my socks.
You alluded to the fact...
I squeeze my swollen ass feet. No, I'll tell you why I laughed.
Why?
Because I almost did. And I was sitting next to Phil on the way to Japan. And I was like, I was in the window. He was in the middle. And I said, I need to get up. And then when he was letting me out, he said, are you not going to put your shoes on? I was like, no, I'm going to put my shoes on. But I wasn't going to. And now every time I do.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I remember I took a big Euro trip with my brothers back in 2016 or 17. And our first flight was like however long, 12 hours to Germany. My older brother did not get up to pee a single time. Not one time. And I just remember thinking, whatever little amount of piss you got in there is probably so yellow and so vile.
What do you like, think about people's...
Well, because I know how it feels when I haven't peed in a long time, and then I finally go, it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm dehydrated, man.
I don't think that's what makes your piss yellow.
Being super dehydrated?
No, yeah, that is, but not like holding it.
Well, I don't think he had anything. It's just he just is that dehydrated.
True.
Man doesn't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just...
Which brother are we talking?
My older one, Sam.
Don't say it like I should know that he's the type of guy to hold his piss.
Well, because you know Nate is my other brother who is younger.
Yeah, but again, I don't know how he holds his piss.
Well, the brother who holds his piss.
That kind of happens, but that kind of happened to me. I remember when I went to Cambodia, I took two...
Do you have a holiday in Cambodia?
It was about like maybe like 15 hours, and I took two Valiums like right when I got on the plane and just woke up.
In Cambodia?
Oh, no, I woke up in...
A new Bugatti.
I think I was in Taipei. I felt bad because I was like, wow, those people must have climbed over me at some point to piss, but...
Yeah. Oh, wow, 5 more minutes. What are we going to do with this last 5 minutes? Should we talk about more shit?
Or should we say bye?
I don't know.
We're going to have to say bye.
We have some other shit here, but it's just like, eh. You got AMD launching a new chip. That is kind of interesting because everybody's harping on NVIDIA being the industry leader with like 80% of the market share, but then AMD goes out and launches their own AI chip.
Yeah, poor Intel.
Well, Intel just designs shit. They don't even make it anymore.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they ever did.
should we play some clips of Trump getting absolutely hyped on getting indicted?
Yeah, what's the clip of him? He said they died if I did.
Yeah, here I'll send it. It happened in New Jersey too, so it's relevant.
It took me a second. It happened in New Jersey. What was he doing in New Jersey?
Campaigning, baby.
God, why doesn't that pilot just crash the fucking plane? Just put it on autopilot, jump out the window with a parachute.
And kill Trump?
No, I didn't say that. I just said crash the plane. I didn't say who was in it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Really beautiful.
One of his most insane line deliveries.
Bedminster, New Jersey.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
This has been the looniest shit.
For one of the
picture where they have the bathroom with all the documents and everything? It's like one of those things where like the longer you stare at it, the more insane things you realize. It's like at first you just see the boxes and you're like, that toilet's so low. But then you're like, there's a chandelier in this bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then after you think you've seen it all, you're like, why is there a beautiful sconce above the toilet? It's just all so.
Yeah. I find it most interesting that a lot of these defenders of him, a lot of them are saying that it's an AI generated photo.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is probably true. I've been following more closely the alien stuff.
Mm. Also, I got to say, before we move on, such loser behavior from every fucking Republican coming out and being like, everyone running for president and being like, I vow to pardon Trump if I'm elected. It's like, you're such a bitch, dude. You're just like admitting that he's the fucking front runner. Like, that he's so important to Republican politics that everyone even running for office should be saying that they'll pardon Trump. Loser. Cuck.
God, remember the cuck days when that's all they would say on Twitter in 2015 and 2016?
I'm still getting in a lot of my replies.
Jesus Christ, man. What a...
But to be fair, I am letting a lot of guys fuck my wife. A lot of guys are fucking my wife.
Oh, man. This next year is going to be... I don't know. I still think we're going to get some alien stuff by the end of this year. It's going to come out that they're out there. I mean, it already is, but I think that there's going to be some major shit going down. It's going to be a fun Christmas.
What do you know?
There's a guy, I can't remember his fucking name, but he did this like 3-hour...
Stephen Greer.
Stephen who?
Greer.
Dr. Stephen Greer.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube. Well, it is on YouTube. I don't think he was like, follow me on YouTube for this thing. But he looks so nervous. And he says, at this one part that I saw, he says, look, I can't go into specifics, but even though he's been being incredibly so specific for 3 hours, but he says, I can't go into specifics, but we've got until the end of the year to figure this out. Do you know what clip I'm talking about?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Yeah. So
are we figuring out?
I think he alludes to making it sound like...
What do I have to figure out before Christmas?
It seems
except
like...
Except what to get my
I'll
parents.
I will tell you. By the way, best thing about having a dead dad, I don't have to worry about Father's Day.
Shit, Father's Day is coming
this
up.
Weekend, I'm like...
Dad, if
you're
watching...
Just another Sunday, baby.
I already got you something.
Yeah. Hey, yo, dad. You hear that? Nothing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyway... He said something like,
what do I have? What do I have to figure out?
It seems like there are aliens in the country, in the world, and they have given...
Wait, is this an immigration guy? Or is
No.
Did you stumble on some right-wing immigration? There are aliens in this country.
It sounds like that these aliens have given humanity an ultimatum to figure out how to...
Aliens have given humanity...
That's my guess by the way that he was talking and the way that he was... And that's what other people were speculating.
But who...
By the end of the year, we got to figure this out because that's it. That's all I'll say. Something like that. Got to figure this out.
I hate this fucking shit.
Because he said like the powers that be or something like that?
Yeah, so in the like questions at the end, some reporters asked him about the clock that was ticking. And he said there's two clocks. One, the government within 6 to 9 months has to come to a decision on this. And two, within a couple years, if we don't decide, they will.
That's cool, man. That's cool. All right.
I mean, is it cool?
Yeah, because if it was bad, the aliens would have just said, fuck you, we're going to just blow the shit up and take the gold or whatever.
The gold?
They yeah, came here whatever, for the, gold. Whatever resource.
Imagine traveling so far and just being like, we just want gold.
Well, it's a precious resource. Even though it's like, it's abundant in the universe, you dipshit aliens. You're going to travel all this way just for some gold?
I fucking hope they like... You know, the door busts down, fog comes out. They've got their like alien blasters and like, give us all the gold.
I'm like, that's what you want? Okay.
Take it.
You sure you don't want platinum? Shut up.
Fucking take it.
Gleepglorf, no. You were an inside man the whole time.
We're not using the gold.
Well, I guess we should wrap it up, huh? If you made it this far, this long, what
you
the fuck?
You are an absolute freak. You're sick.
An absolute fucking sicko. Follow us on our socials for the new show. It'll be a blast. We're going to absolutely blast it out this week. I don't know why you laugh whenever I say blast it out. Oh, is it cum? Is it because you think of cum? What a gross pervert. It's a good thing that
that's
this is
what
ending.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking of.
I'm thinking we got to say bye.
I just keep thinking of NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
Not me.
No, what do you think of?
I'm thinking about all the sweet people who watch. I'm thinking about...
Well, they're not going anywhere. They better not.
I'm thinking about all the sweet people who come to the shows.
We'll see you in New York, July 11th.
Thinking about all the sweet people who send DMs about what the show means to them.
Yeah.
Thinking about all the sweet people. And how they've allowed us to make this very fun thing. And
I feel a bit like the final analog television broadcast in like 2003.
Hmm.
And like, well, here we are. And so long and good night.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You know how TV goes all night now?
Yeah, if you leave it on.
But before, it would just be like, all right, it's 11 p.m., folks. We're turning off the TV.
Oh, yeah. And then it would just be like infomercials and shit.
My dad said they would just like, there would be a picture of the American flag and they would maybe play the national anthem or something. And yeah, then it's like, no more TV.
Shit was wild back then. Okay, well. It's been great, folks. We love you very much. And we hope we see you next week in our new home.
You don't want to say anything nice?
I think you already did it, and they know. They know. And also...
Typical dad behavior.
I said it at the beginning, too.
Do you want to say anything nice to your son? Well, you already said it. He knows anyway. And then you get some kid just walking around angry for fucking 25 years. And then you finally say it when you're dying.
Jesus Christ.
Life's short, man. You got to tell people you love them.
How short?
So I'll say it. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. No, I know. They know.
You're being so weird. It's your
not
son.
Being weird.
Hug him.
I love you, son. I love you.
Are son. You going to be a handshake dad?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be a hug dad.
Sick.
Yeah. Walk around the house naked. Nah, I don't even do that now when I live alone. I don't walk around the house naked. Sometimes. If I'm going from my bedroom to the shower. I definitely am one of those guys who takes off my underwear and then gets it on one foot and kicks it up and then catches it.
Yeah, but
that's fucking cool. I remember seeing my dad do that and I was like, damn.
You saw your dad kick off his underwear?
Oh, countless times.
Interesting.
Or it'd be I'd be watching TV and he'd come down naked and he'd go, give me your pants, I'm doing laundry. I'd be like, I'm wearing them. Anyway, that...
Wait.
No, that's a great place to end it. Just leave it there. Let it simmer. Let everybody take that. That'll be the final thing. God bless. Good night and God bless. God bless America.
Goodbye.
God bless
you.
The United
we
States.
We love you so much.